Hello, everyone. Welcome to Checking In with Changemakers with Be the Change Media Network. My name is Lily Mott, and this is the show where I get to catch up with past guests of Be the Change podcast. And I have been hosting Be the Change podcast for the last 3.5, getting close to 4 years. So this is a really great opportunity for me to be able to talk with some of those guests that I had years ago and catch up on all the exciting things that they've done since then. And my guest today is Angelus Pompa, and she is a bilingual political commentator. And I'm going to have her give a little bit of a better, more comprehensive intro when she hops on our call. But I want us to give a quick intro just now. I had Angela on Be the Change podcast, Angelus back on Be the Change podcast back in July of 2021. And she was featured in episode 59 of the podcast, which is so crazy, and it's been a long time since then. So, like I said, I'm really excited to talk with Angelus and have her tell me all about the work that she's been doing. So, I think that she just hopped on, so hopefully this works.
Hi!
Hello! How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Lily?
I'm good. Did you hear my introduction? Definitely doesn't do you justice, so I'm gonna have you do a little intro. But I wanted to hop on a little bit early and just do that. It's always so awkward to tell people about themselves while they're on the call, so I always figure I'll get it out of the way at the beginning.
I heard you did good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, of course. Well, how are you doing today? Let's start with that.
I'm good. I took a day off today work, and I'm just so happy. I was like, this was my excuse, but it was well deserved. So thank you.
Good. Yeah. A nice chill day. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So I would love to start off by having you give a better intro just as to who you are and the work that you're mm-hmm. doing. Tell me a little bit more about your background, what you've been doing since we last spoke. We spoke all the way back in July of 2021.
Yes.
So I know that lots of things have happened since then. I've been following you on Instagram. And so tell me a little bit about who you are and the work that you've been doing.
Sure. So yeah, my name is Angelus Pompa. I think last time we spoke, I was working for the Senate too. So I was pursuing a career in politics. I was working on my social media, and then I just currently left the political scene. The policy part of it. I left it, I want to say last summer. So now I'm going back to school. So I have applied. I'm pursuing a career now in journalism and video broadcasting with still specialization in politics. So I've been doing that, waiting on responses. So pray for me. And just getting back into social media, I realized I was thinking policy was the way that I wanted to go with politics because it's such a broad field. And then I ended up getting out of it and now I want to do politics, but with journalism. So
yeah. Okay. Well, I'm so excited to talk with you about that, of course, because that's right up my alley. Mm-hmm. And when you said, when I messaged you about this and you kind of told me, oh, I'm kind of shifting gears a little bit, that makes me really excited because I want to talk about some of those changes and why you chose to do that. Can you tell me about what that shift kind of, what inspired you to make that shift? As much as you're comfortable sharing,
oh,
I would
yeah.
love to know a little bit about that.
Oh yeah. No, it's okay. So for me, I thought I was like so set on wanting to do policy. And so I was like, okay, trying to pursue a career in policy. I was working again in the Senate, and then I was working like on campaigns, and I was like, okay, I think this is the right path that I'm taking. And at the time it was, but the more that I got into it, the more that I realized this is not what I want. It was a lot of people telling you what to think and what to do. And again, like I wasn't any elected official or anything. So for me, it was more so I was being told what to do, what to write, which is very interesting. People don't, from the outside, they're like, oh, all these policy experts are the ones creating legislation. It's really not. It's the people that are in office. And so it was like a culture shock partially. And then when I was working on campaigns and everything too, it was a lot of, oh, social media. And I was like, oh, well, that's reality around. So I had to like cut myself off social media. Like I couldn't post anything. I couldn't give my opinions on anything. And it's like, there was no room for discussion. It was more so, okay, Angelus, write this. Or okay, Angelus, you know, now do this for me. And again, that's like a lot of the people that work in politics. It's unless you're the elected official, you don't really have a say in anything. So I was like, okay, I think this is where I end my role. And I ended that. And I was like, okay, I think the realm that I want to go back into is then journalism, perfect the craft that I was starting but just make it more professional.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, again, I'm just waiting to hear back.
Yeah, definitely. So where have
Yeah.
you applied? Or I don't tell me if you don't want to jinx it, but tell me a little bit about that.
No, you're good. I'm applying locally. I don't think I can
Okay,
leave my
okay.
family.
Yeah.
So I'm applying locally, but a lot of my family works in journalism in Mexico. So I
Okay.
am studying here, but I think a lot of what I'm going to be doing in terms of investigating is going to be over there. So I'm
Yeah.
going there in 2 weeks. So I'm going to start to get my feet on the ground while I wait for school. But it's all local schools, I'll tell you that.
Okay, that's so exciting. So I think what's really interesting as well, and I remember this when we first spoke, but the bilingual aspect of your work and how important that is. And I think that that's especially important when you're talking about becoming a journalist because there is such a need for that. And so many people, unfortunately, don't have that experience. And so I just want to say, I think that you're filling a really important niche with going into this line of work because
Oh,
it's
thank
so
you.
important to include everyone's voices and everyone's, I guess, kind of backgrounds in the work that we're doing. And that's something that I've especially noticed as a podcaster, too. I think that the default is always English, and that's not fair. And so I really appreciate you doing this work because I think it's definitely something that I've been thinking about, and I wish that I could speak another language to my French is horrible, so I'm not even gonna try. But I really appreciate you kind of including that in the work that you're doing and making a point to include that because I think it's so important. So tell me about, are there any kind of, were there any turning points that specifically pointed you towards journalism? And of course, you were kind of doing this work already. Can you tell me a little bit more about that and what made you say, okay, I want to do this professionally?
Yeah, so I think I always wanted to do it, but it was my family's input that was like, no, don't. So again, I'm first generation. First generation tends to believe, okay, you kind of have to keep yourself quiet. We're here for you to get a good life, to stay relaxed. So it was my family really saying, we don't want that sort of attention on us. Because regardless, I wanted to be like a news anchor. I want to be a news anchor. So like, I wouldn't be on TV. And they're like, oh, okay. Then everyone's gonna know. Like, for some reason, they have this idea that we're gonna go to the grocery store and someone's gonna know who I am. So they're like, they don't want that. And I was like, okay. So that's why I ended up going into politics instead, sort of a dimmer field, but still, I was, within that realm. So then I think I'm just going back to what I wanted to do. And it's like, now, well, now I'm 26. And I told my parents, I'm like, okay, I think I've done enough for you guys. I'm gonna let you go. Now it's gonna be what I want to do. So again, it doesn't bother me that I waited this long to do it because at the end of the day, family does come first. But that was really what was it. I think I wanted to from a long time, but again, family didn't approve.
Definitely. As far as kind of now and when you're looking towards the future, I think, of course, the next couple of months are going to be a very interesting time in US politics. Are you, what are you kind of excited about? Are you doing any work now as far as politics or kind of focusing on schools? And just tell me about where you're at now and maybe looking to the next couple of months.
So I'm actually kind of excited. This is going to be the first time I'm going to do an election and I'm not under anyone's wing per se. I'm not helping anyone. I didn't run for office again. So I'm completely a normal citizen for this election, which is nice. I'm seeing things from an outside perspective. So needless to say, I'm not, it's going to be a different perspective for me as well, but directly, I'm not doing anything. I think I'm just going to start doing YouTube again, which is what I wanted to do. So I'm going to be going back on there, just really digesting everything that comes out, and like being able to portray that to people, but in a normal sense. So not like, oh, this is like all the political lingo. Like, no, just really dumb it down for people. Like, this is exactly what's going on. This is what they're saying. So that's really all I'm doing right now. It's just my own thing. Yeah. Again, while I wait on schools.
Definitely. Can I ask you your thoughts on the presidential race so far? Or do you not want to comment yet? Either way.
Oh no, it doesn't matter to me. It's so funny. I saw a joke the other day, and it was like, at this point, it feels like we're coming home from a party, and like, some of the politicians are either on drugs or some of them are like on alcohol. It's like, at the end of the day, I think it's just, it makes sense, especially since I was like working, again, I was working with senators, and even from like a lower perspective, it's really just people who get recruited to run. So I don't really have an opinion anymore. Now that I saw that from the inside, I'm like, if you're gonna get either or, but really careful who you vote for because, again, it's not us giving the opinions, it's them. Look at the biggest thing that I saw is look at how they treat other people. Because one thing is how they come off on camera, but look at how they treat people, because that's going to tell you more about what legislation they're going to pass versus what they're telling you on TV, what you want to listen to. So that's what I always say. It's, this election cycle, it's interesting. Don't really look at the camera, look at off the camera.
I think that is going to be really important for your journalism, though, to have that background. I think that is going to really help. Like, I mean, I did mine at a very low. I was a press intern for a summer, but still, I think those experiences, it's things like that where when you have that inside scoop on things and you can really understand how the process works inside, it makes such a difference when you're trying to explain it to other people. And so I think that's going to be so valuable. Like you were saying, as far as taking political lingo out of it and trying to make it more accessible for people, that's so important. Plug your YouTube channel a little bit more. Tell me about what your videos are like. Just kind of give me the overview for anyone who hasn't checked those out yet.
Okay, I only have two right now, and they were from when I was in college. So when I was in college, my, what is it? I think the vice president like gave me a camera, and he was like, "Here, like go do something," Same thing because of the bilingual aspect. Those were the two that I had, and I was studying sociology and political science at the same time. So again, that human aspect, that's not too complicated like psychology. It's just how people interact with each other versus the political one. And I was kind of explaining it in those two senses. So that's what I was doing back then. And I think right now I'm going to continue doing the same thing. Again, I just like to see how people interact, especially with my community. It's interesting because we're so people driven versus politics driven, but the people drives the politics. So it's sort of like that. My culture kind of mixed into that. But I focus mostly on those two.
I think that's gonna be really interesting. I think I also love to just I think YouTube is such a cool platform as well because it's so accessible and it's so customizable. So whatever you want to put out there, it's so easy for you to kind of create whatever you want to create, which I love. There's really no limits to YouTube, so that's gonna be amazing. I'll have to check it out when you post your videos. But as far as kind of the future, tell me about the timeline. So you'll start school in the fall. Is that what you're thinking? Okay. That's exciting. And then political journalism, and you said broadcast journalism.
So, I mean, you have the background too. So, like, this is interesting. So, yeah, mine is it's going to be journalism with the broadcasting and the specialization of politics. So, again, I want to stay in the political realm. And depending on the school I go to, some of them go to DC, some of them stay local and do local investigating. So it'll really depend. But again, it's just to really perfect my craft. If I get to be on the news, that's cool. But if not, like right now, I changed my career. Like right now, I'm working with the elderly. I love it. So who knows? I might just end up doing this to perfect my own craft, stay within my own business means. So I don't know yet. If I end up being on TV, that's cool. But if not, who knows? Because I also want a family and everything. And it's like with working as a news anchor, or I don't know what you saw when you were in your internship, it is so like 24/7 around the clock. Like there's a breaking news story. Okay, leave the kids behind. I gotta go. Like it's hard. So I don't
Yeah,
know. It
especially like
depends.
the lower kind of the lower level, like when you're a reporter and kind of working your way up, those reporters are on call at the graveyard shift. You know, they're
Oh,
doing
yeah.
everything. They're doing the, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. shifts. It's crazy.
It's
But
hard, yeah.
I love your open-mindedness though, with just kind of getting the skills and then seeing where they take you and being very kind of flexible. I think especially at our age, and especially with like Gen Z getting older, I think that's so important. And I also think that's kind of a product of the pandemic to some extent, because I think a lot of people are very kind of, or at least that's kind of my theory. I think a lot of people are kind of like, well, as long as I'm enjoying my life and I'm doing something that I like, and it could change tomorrow, so I'm okay. You know, as long as I am setting myself up to be in a good position, I think at least that's kind of my take. I'm like, well, I'm enjoying what I'm doing and I'll keep doing it. Keep getting the skills and stuff. And if I want to change, hopefully I have that opportunity. But I really love kind of your perspective of having lots of different options. I think that's going to be really exciting. So I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked back when we did the podcast. And I keep telling people I have to go back and maybe I'll make like a compilation of your past answers and these answers now. But lots of young people want to create change, want to make a difference, but they may not know how to get started with that work. What advice do you have for those people who may be watching us now or listening later on the podcast?
Oh, create your own opportunities. Like, I think when I first started politics, so many doors were shut on me. And even now, like, I can only cross my fingers that I'm going to get an opportunity for school. So literally, if no one's paying attention to you, you got to make yourself heard. We live again in social media. So, if you got to make your own videos, if you have to reach out to people yourself, like, don't, it's re you know, what is it? What does the saying go? It's like, rejection is redirection. So again, just go a different path. It again, you have so many opportunities to make your own opportunity. That's all I have to say.
I love that. I love that. Do you remember? You probably don't remember, but I feel like a lot of people have said, yeah, it's probably the same. It's probably the same
Yeah.
advice, just because some people stuck with kind of that like life motto or something. I'm sure that yours is something similar,
I would
probably.
assume. Yeah.
But that's great advice. And I think you're really living that advice, which I love. I love
Oh,
the
thank you.
talking the talk and walking the walk. I think that's great. So what are the best ways for people to support you, to get connected with you, to follow along with all the work that you're doing?
Oh, literally just my Instagram, my TikTok, and then the YouTube. That's it.
Okay.
I don't overcomplicate it. It's all my first and last name. Just look up Angela's Pampa, and then you'll see everything else on the link tree.
Very
Yeah,
easy,
that's
very
it.
easy. That's awesome. And I'll plug everything in the description of the podcast episode when I release that. And that's going to be released right after this, so everyone can go and check that out. But thank you so much for doing this, Angela. This was so fun. And I'm really excited to see where you go from here because I think you have so many opportunities and you're really putting yourself in a position to have all of those opportunities. And I think it's going to be really great to see what you do with them. But thank you so much for taking the time. And thank you to everyone who is watching or listening to this episode after the fact. If you want to talk about anything I mentioned, please reach out to me by email at lily@bethechangepodcast.org or on Instagram at Be the Change Media Network, and tune in to listen to this week's episode of Be the Change Podcast tomorrow. But until then, be the change you wish to see in the world. Bye, guys, and thank you so much again. This was so much fun.
Bye, Lily.
Have a good one.